Hi, I'm Howard Dayton, and today, principles that you really need to know if you want to be a good and faithful steward, and I hope you do.
We'll talk about those principles of faithfulness in just one moment. Hi, I'm Steve Moore. Later, answers to your questions about health insurance, buying a foreclosed home, and others that you've emailed in. Plus, we'll go to the phones to talk to people on that journey to true financial freedom. If you have something to share, call anytime, 1-800-525-7000. And thanks for being with us today for Money Matters Weekend. Well, I think all of us one day want to hear the words that Christ spoke in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. Well done, good and faithful servant. But Howard, what does it mean to be a faithful servant or a faithful steward?
Well, Steve, first of all, we're told that we must be faithful stewards or managers of whatever God entrusts to us. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2 tells us it is required in stewards, that's us, that one be found faithful. And that simply means that we're supposed to handle money in a way that pleases the Lord and in a way that really basically he reveals to us in the Bible. Now, the Bible gives us three broad principles of faithfulness that are all found in Luke chapter 16. In verses 1 and 2, we're told there was a rich man whose manager, again, that's us, was accused of wasting his possessions. So the master asked him, "What is this I hear about you? You can no longer be manager anymore." In other words, and here's the bottom line, if we waste the possessions that the Lord entrusts to us, he's going to reduce the amount of possessions that we're steward over.
All right, so we need to be faithful. We need not to be wasteful.
That's right.
Give us some more.
We're to be faithful in little things. Luke 16:10 tells us, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much." You know, the Lord knows if you have the character to be faithful with small things, he can trust you with greater responsibilities. Now, I've used this quote so many times before. Small things are small things, but faithfulness with a small thing is a big thing. You know, it's not what you do if you had $1 million. It's what you do with that $10 that you've got that really frees the Lord up to entrust more to you.
And Howard, this is something we can probably easily see and understand when we look at our kids. If they're not faithful with a skateboard, why would you give them an automobile?
Yeah, exactly right.
What else?
The third principle of being faithful is to be faithful with other people's possessions. This is something that a lot of people really don't think about. But Luke 16, verse 12 says, if you've not been faithful with somebody else's property, who's going to give you property of your own? And I'm totally convinced of this. Some people haven't been entrusted with more of their own because they've been unfaithful with property that's another person. So, Steve, that's really key. You know, don't waste what God's giving you. Be faithful with small things and be faithful with other people's stuff.
All right, great points. And obviously they're great because they're from God's Word, the Bible. You're listening to Money Matters. Your host is Howard Dayton. I'm Steve Moore, and we'll be back with your phone calls after this.
Not able to catch Money Matters on the radio each day? Listen online or via podcast. Details on the web at crown.org. If you're an entrepreneur or business leader, there's always a lot to think about. Employees, financing, sales, costs, margins. What are the keys to making your business prosper? The Business by the Book Independent Study will help you find the answer to this question. This study will outline advice found in the number one business consulting resource of all time, the Bible. The Business by the Book Independent Study includes a student course book and two DVDs featuring the training of Dave Ray, former president of Apple Canada.
God has given us a roadmap to guide you in making wise decisions, from hiring and firing to business organization and management.
Discover God's blueprint for business and personal success, and learn on your own schedule from your office or living room. To find out more, visit crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Money Matters is a listener-supported outreach of Crown Financial Ministries, helping people make the journey to true financial freedom. We're online at crown.org.
Well, Howard, ready to take some calls?
Let's do it, Steve.
Let's begin. Norcross, Georgia, WRAF. Let's say hi to Monique.
Monique, thank you so much for giving us a call.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really well. What's on your heart today?
What's on my heart is, well, my husband joined the military. He's currently in the Army, and we have a townhome we own.
Yes.
And we're just trying to figure out, you know, what our best option would be, considering we're probably going to move once he's posted.
Yes.
And we're trying to figure out if we're going to sell, if we're going to rent. We know the condition of the market. And, you know, if we are going to rent, how do we go about finding a management company, which is something we don't even want to do, but, you know, under the circumstances, may be our option.
Well, you're exactly right. The key is, if you're going to rent, you need to have somebody that is capable, that you respect, that you trust implicitly, to make sure they're going to do a good job for you on the renting, not only the renting, but the property management side of things. And so at this point, you don't have that person?
No, we don't. We don't have anybody in mind. I mean, we were trying to sell last year in 07, towards the end of the year. We were trying to sell, so, you know, it kind of flopped. We got a few bites, but nothing solid. So, you know, we've kind of been around the road with that, and we just don't know what we're going to do. But we haven't been looking at who could take over the property for us.
Yes, I've been an absentee landlord once. And unless you've got a person that you really, really trust, it's not advisable to be a landlord and not be on top of things, Monique.
Okay.
So my encouragement to you would be to go ahead and I would try to sell it again, even in this slow market.
Okay.
What I would do, just as a couple, I would get together every single day, even by phone, if you can connect with your husband, and just pray.
Okay.
Pray that the Lord brings just the right person to buy the townhome, because really you don't want to be halfway across the country, not really have a good property manager. It's rented and there's problems. I mean, it's the last thing in the world you want. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you, go ahead and by God's grace, let's sell that rascal.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Howard, this is a real conundrum, especially for service people who are being stationed in different parts of the country or different parts of the world. How do they dispose of a property in today's soft market quickly and in a way that doesn't hurt them financially?
That's right, Steve. Anytime you have a housing debacle like we've had, it really puts a lot of pressure on folks who are trying to sell their properties. And, you know, I encourage people who are in the service or who are moving frequently, you know, unless you're going to stay in a location for 5 years, it's best not to buy a home. Mm. Go ahead, rent, because not only does the home have to appreciate enough to cover closing costs and real estate fees and whatnot, but, you know, you can't always predict that that's going to happen.
Exactly. Back to our phones, 1-800-525-7000, Fort Worth, Texas, KCBI. Adrian, thanks so much for holding. What's your question?
Hi, Steve. Hi, Howard.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. I just want to say that I just really appreciate everything you all do and how you help people. Hmm. And that's why I'm calling, because I think you may be able to help me.
Good. What's your question?
My question is, my husband and I have been married we've been married for 5 years. We've known each other for 20. But the problem is, we have a lot of differences of opinion on how things should be done, of course, as husbands and wives do. But we have a problem with budgets. My husband does not believe that we really need a budget because of our lifestyle. I really want to be on a budget because we are in, like, major debt. And
yes.
I'm trying to figure out how we can get together on that particular issue, because I believe that we should be on a budget, but he does not. And it makes it very difficult for us to bring our finances together.
Exactly. So let me ask you, you mentioned that your finances are pretty tight right now. Can you just give me a quick snapshot of where you are financially?
Financially, we're drowning in debt. We've purchased some houses over the last couple of years, and we lost them all.
Yes.
And so right now we are approximately probably $600,000 in debt.
Wow. Yeah, that's no small amount. Well,
no.
Let me recommend this. I think the key principle from the Bible for you is found in Luke 16:10. And I want to applaud you for wanting to start a budget. Luke 16:10 tells us, if you're faithful in small things, that the Lord knows you can be faithful with greater things. And
okay.
You've got this huge amount of debt, $600,000 of debt hanging over your heads.
Yes.
Just be faithful with those small things, your small expenditures, and it really does give God a freedom to work in our behalf when we are faithful with the small things. And the approach that I would take is I would talk to your husband get his permission, really, to start a budget yourself. And what I would tell him is, you know, what I'd like to do is, if can we just get together once a week to review where we are financially, how much we made as income, how much we spent. We can celebrate together when we make progress, have victories in our financial life. And I'd hasten to say, I'd pick a time that's an appropriate time, one where there's, you know, he's not stressed out, he's not tired, he just hadn't paid the bills, you know, that sort of thing. Pick a good time and just begin the process of budgeting, of being careful in your spending, and hopefully he'll catch the vision of how helpful it is to you as a couple to have a budget by which you live. And, you know, that's clearly the step that I would take to start the ball rolling. And if at any time you would like to attend one of our Journey to True Financial Freedom seminars, I don't know if he would be open to attending one of those. But if he would, it would mean all the difference in the world, because it's so important if the husband and wife are on the same page and, you know, are living by the same financial principles, Adrian. But let me also send you the book, Your Money Map, because, it will be a very helpful too. Now, do you need help in actually starting a budget?
I do. I don't even know where to begin, because, like I said, we're so much in debt. Right now, I'm the only person who has a full-time job.
Yes.
My husband, he does, you know, work jobs here and there. So we are really trying very going through a lot of difficult times, trying to get where we want to go.
Yeah, I can hear that in your voice. Well, we've got volunteer money map coaches, folks that we've trained to help people get on a budget, stay on a budget. And if you'll stay on the line, what we'll do is we'll link you up with one of those. They can either do it in person or online, and they'll walk with you through this. They'll stay with you. They'll stay with you until you really get your arms around this budget. In the meantime, we'll be praying that you and your husband could really have a meeting of the mind together on making this budget work.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
I really do.
Thanks so much for your call. We sure will be praying for you.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you.
Howard, it's situations like these that indicate to us that we need even more money map coaches all around the country, because obviously when someone's in debt like this, there's only so much we can do on a radio program in 3 or 4 minutes. But money map coaches, people who will meet face to face with people around the country, they can get deep and they can get in the trenches with those folks, commiserate, pray with them, and work it through in a practical way.
That's right, Steve. I mean, fortunately, we've got thousands of folks who have been trained, but we need thousands more. We really need one person in every church in the country, at least one, who sees this as their ministry, a way to help other people.
Howard, when someone is $600,000 in debt and your recommendation is get on a budget, is that really practical? Is that really what they need right now?
Well, that's one of the things they need. I mean, obviously, they need a lot of help. They need somebody who's, an expert probably in real estate in their case to take a look at their overall picture, Steve. But it sounded to me as if, all that she could do at this point was to get on a budget and at least manage their spending as well as she could.
Yeah, and it's the cornerstone of all that we teach and all that we stand for. Everyone needs a budget, whether you have a little or a lot.
That's right.
Alrighty. Howard, sometimes folks tell us that getting their finances under control was kind of like turning the Queen Mary around. You know?
Well said.
Yes.
That's right. You know, it usually takes time to get in a financial mess, and it takes time to get out of one.
Well, I think our next caller would agree with that. She's Heidi in Hagerstown, Maryland, and she first called into this program about 1 year ago. Heidi was worried because although they were contributing to her husband's retirement account, I think it was a 401k, the family had $22,000 in credit card debt, and the amount was growing all the time. Let's listen back to a bit of that original conversation.
Let's do it.
My husband and I put a significant amount of money into his 401k, but yet we have credit card debt. So my question is, should we be doing that?
Tell me what percentage of the income, Heidi, would be significant to you.
25%.
I'd say that's pretty significant. How much does the employer match of this contribution?
They match 7.3%.
Well, Howard, that was last March, and Heidi and her husband were going into the red almost $1,000 a month. You advised that they scale back immediately on those contributions, get a budget, and start to cut back spending just to get back in the black. Heidi's back with us on the line. Let's see if she is indeed back in the black.
Hey, Heidi, thank you so much for being back on Money Matters.
Hi, thank you.
Well, that is the question. Were you and your husband able to scale back, and are you in the black?
Well, we are on our monthly budget. We've spent the last year really focusing on getting that budget under control and seeing where our money has been going. And we've been able to cut back on a few of our categories like groceries and children's activities. We haven't been able to put as much away with the credit cards as we would like so far, but we definitely have a plan for the future.
Well, I mean, if you've cut the deficit from $1,000 a month to the black, that's very, very significant. Good for you for working so hard to do that, Heidi. How much of your debt have you been able to pay down?
We've paid off $2,000, and we do have we will be having a very good return for our taxes, which we are going to put right to that, which should we think should take about half of that away.
Very good.
And then my husband is a pilot, and he should be upgrading to captain in the next year. So we are going to keep our budget the same, and then we should be able to pay off the rest of that debt pretty quickly.
That is tremendous. Well, when you think about it, in 1 year's time, you've stopped the bleeding.
Yep.
You're in the black instead of the red, and you will have paid off a big chunk, over half of the $22,000 that you've owed in credit card debt. That's just fantastic. Let me ask you this. What advice would you give to our listeners who find themselves in a similar situation?
Well, I know that in the beginning it's very frustrating, and sometimes it can, you know, cause some marital problems. And I think that the biggest advice and the biggest thing that's worked for us is just becoming a team and looking at each other's strengths. My husband is very much the future planner, and I'm very good at the day-to-day managing.
Yes.
And so we've really taken that hold of that, and we really haven't done that in the past. So I'm taking care of the, you know, looking at our spending every month, and he's focusing on our investments and long-term goals.
That is just tremendous. And tell me a little bit about those goals. Just as a couple, what goals do you have? I'm interested in you sharing that for the benefit of our listeners.
Well, I think our number one goal has, no matter what, do not cut our ties. And another goal for us has been we were taking 25% to try to catch up in the 401k. We agreed to reduce that to 10%. So, and our goal is to max that out every year.
Yes.
We did last year.
Good.
I know it's hard to see that credit card go down slowly, but you have to look at the big picture and see all the good that's happening.
Absolutely. Well, Heidi, we're thrilled for you. Just appreciate so much you getting back with us.
Well, we appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Okay. Thanks.
God bless you both.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Howard, Heidi mentioned that they were going to continue paying their tithe,
yes,
even though they were still paying off all that debt. You would agree with that?
Yeah, well, I would agree with that, Steve. I mean, what was cool was they were able to not only continue to give generously through the tithe, but they were able to cut back in some areas and expenses so that they had the freedom to make progress in paying down their debt at the same time.
Yeah, well, God bless them. More Money Matters after this.
When an emergency happens, and at some point in your life one will, you or your family will need access to some important information, and you'll probably need it fast. Knowing who to call, what accounts you have, and where, and which policy numbers you'll need can make that bad situation a manageable one. Unfortunately, most of us haven't put everything in one secure location so those who need it can get to it if we can't. Crown Financial Ministries is pleased to offer a solution. the Set Your House in Order software that allows you to enter, update, and retrieve personal information and documents in 60 categories, such as loan information, bank accounts, medical records, and living wills. Your information is secure because the data is encrypted and the software is password protected. Order your copy of Set Your House in Order today. You'll receive free software updates and free online support. Get complete details when you visit crown.org. Crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. We're just tickled that you're able to join us today. And Steve, I know you're kind of ready to go for some Hey Howard emails.
I am indeed. Here's the first one. Hey Howard, what do you think about high deductible health insurance plans? This is from Cecil.
Well, Cecil, they can be cost effective if you're in really good health and you have the money saved, set aside to pay for the deductible if necessary. You know, these insurance companies are pretty smart. And they figured out that if the deductibles are high, they can still make money with lowering the premiums.
And this one from Veronica. Hey, Howard, would it be best to drop our health insurance so we can focus on paying a large amount of credit card debt?
Veronica, don't even think about it. No, 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 no. The cost of medical care is so expensive that even a few days in the hospital, well, it can cost you an arm and leg, no pun intended with that. You know, if you need to cut your insurance costs, at least have a policy that'll cover those catastrophic health problems.
Hey, Howard, I have one semester of college left, and I'd like to buy a foreclosed home while interest rates are low. Do you think this would be a good idea?
Well, I really like your entrepreneurial spirit, but it depends on a number of things. Do you have enough saved up for a reasonable down payment? Are you going to work in the area and live in the home for at least 5 years after you've graduated from college? And if you answer no to any of those questions, forget about it. Don't do it right now. And one more thing, foreclosed properties are not always in the, how can I say this, the best condition, so it's something you really need to check out before you buy one.
Or do you think interest rates for homes will stay low for the rest of the year?
Certainly, it appears that they will be because the government's driving down interest rates to, you know, stave off this recession.
Yeah, they're trying to. And we finish with this one from Chantel. Hey, Howard, is it a sound financial plan for us to suspend our contributions to 401ks and 529s until we have a budget, an emergency fund, and pay off our debts?
Yes, unless you're able to make steady progress on the Crown Money Map, steady progress on paying off your debts and building up your emergency funds, it does make sense to ratchet back those contributions. And don't forget, only contribute to a 401k what your employer matches. If your employer doesn't match your contribution, I'd much rather have you invest in your own Roth IRA.
And with that, we'll have more of our Hey Howard email questions tomorrow. If you have a question, just visit crown.org, click on Money Matters, and then you'll find the link to Hey Howard. But it all begins at crown.org. You know, we often talk about the Crown Money Map on this program. Well, there's something beyond the Crown Money Map, and it's Howard's book, Your Money Map. And Howard, since you wrote it, why don't you explain it?
Well, it tells you how to make progress. You already know on the money map the big picture of what the seven destinations are to true financial freedom. But your money map actually goes into each destination and tells you how to best pay off your credit card debt, how to best save up 3 months living expenses for emergencies. It's really the how-to book.
It is a book. It's available through Moody Publishers or when you visit us at crown.org. It's also an audio book on 3 CDs. So if you're looking for something to make that morning drive all the more pleasant and informational, check it out online, crown.org, or give us a call, 1-800-722-1976. Now, when you contact us by phone or online, you can also take that opportunity to make a contribution.
That's right, Steve. And I just want to thank all of you who have been so faithful in helping to fund the work of Crown Financial Ministries. And if anybody's listening today who would like to do that, they haven't done that in the past, it's very easy. You can just go to crown.org and donate online or give us a call at our number, 1-800-722-1976. Really, gifts from God's people are the lifeblood of this ministry. You enable us to do what we're doing.
Exactly. And remember, they are tax deductible. 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org. Thanks for joining us. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton. And we sure hope you can join us again next time as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom.